Hello, hello. It is Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru, and this is Binge-Worthy Everything, giving you shows that are worthy of you binge-watching. And today, I have a very, very, very special show that I really, 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 really like, and I'm going to just cut to the chase and tell you what it is. The show is called Black Mirror, and it is on Netflix, and it is a brilliant show. To start off, it has four seasons. The fourth season came out recently, and I believe in 2016 or 17, all three seasons came out at one time. But they're super short. So I think season three was like six episodes, season two was like four, and then season one had three episodes, I believe. And in addition to that, they suggest that you watch it backwards. I don't think it makes a difference. So basically, you would start at season three, then two, then one, instead of one, two, and three. It's a little confusing because now it's four. So does that mean you watch four, three, two, one? I'm not sure if the cult following thought about that. So I would just suggest watch season three, two, one, and then season four will be the most recent season that you can watch. But alas, Black Mirror is for the older generations, it's like a modern Twilight Zone. For everyone else that has no clue what the Twilight Zone is, it's like a dark sci-fi television show, and it basically examines technology or where we're going in technology turning against us or putting us in a society where bad things can happen, or where we are right now in society as far as technology and our cell phones and things like that. We all know that it gets better and better. I mean, now, who would have thought, you know, several years ago that we would have a phone that doesn't have a home button? You just look at it and it recognizes your face, and here we are. But then prior to that, we never would have thought that our fingerprint would allow us to access our phones. So there's this trajectory of technology where things get better and better and better, but at the time, sometimes we can't conceive of all the possibilities of what the improvement, in this particular example, the phones, will have in the next 10 years from now. So I think what Black Mirror does is it takes us into the not-so-distant future, and it shows all the things that could possibly go awry with technology in our society in general. And that's what makes it a brilliant show. It's not depressing or anything like that. It's just more people navigating in the world with these smart devices and things of that nature. And it's just a way of looking at stuff in a way we never would have thought. So to give you an example, the episode three of season one, that one is called The Entire History of You. And it's like this thing where you have like a memory implant and it records everything that you see and do. And, you know, on the outside looking in, just for me explaining it that way, you're like, oh, cool. You know, I'll never forget a memory again. And not to be too mushy-mushy, but, you know, my dad passed a couple of years ago. And with this particular implant, all the memories of him, like, and these are recordings of actual memories. So, you know, being there before he passed and watching television with him and everything that he said and everything is now on a chip in my brain that I can access whenever I want to. Doesn't sound like a bad thing at all. But there are some negative, dark places that can go with that. You know, what if you witnessed a murder or something like that? And or what if it's hacked and someone can hack into your memories and take those memories and use them against you? And I'm not telling you what happened on the show. I'm just telling you that's an example of how something, you know, very simple could turn into something that would really be a problem. Then we have another one, and I'm jumping to season four. I'm just giving you examples of the type of the premise of the show. But another one that was like very interesting in season four, episode two, was called Archangel. And, you know, we have Find My Friends. Apparently, I'm an Applehead, so I'm using terminology with the iPhone and everything. But, you know, you have Find My Friends, where you see the whereabouts of your friends if they're so inclined to add you, or your family members, or that kind of thing. So with this episode, it's like this Archangel thing where it's an app. It looks like an iPad, but it shows her, the mother's daughters, the daughter's whereabouts to the mother 24/7. And it's like there's an implant that they put in the daughter. And, you know, as she goes anywhere, the mother knows where she is. But also, there's different filters that you can put on it. So you can have it where she, if someone says a curse word around her, she doesn't hear it. And again, that sounds great because from this perspective, you're like, okay, my five-year-old daughter, you know, I don't want her watching certain violence on television or things like that. But what this episode does so great is that it shows the negative aspects of not being exposed to the darker sides of life. I believe that what it's telling you is that, you know, everything can't be all good. Our development is also based on some of the not so pleasant things that happen in our lives. And that helps shape and define an entire human being. So that's what I like about each episode, because it's a discussion piece. It helps you look at, you know, the pitfalls to a technologically advanced society that we're headed to no matter what. I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, eventually, in my opinion, we're not going to have cell phones anymore. We're literally just going to think of who we need to call, and the cell phone is in our brains or something. And I believe, is it Intel? I think Intel has like these glasses now, and it's not like the Google glasses, but it's like they're like regular glasses, but there's a laser, a safe laser on either end of the frame, and it emits a laser to your retina or something. And if you glance down, you can kind of access information like directions or a text message, you know, all without needing a cell phone. So we're already headed into a society where we're not really going to need these clunky phones anymore. We have watches now that can send and receive phone calls. You can leave the house without a phone and your watch can do pretty much what your phone can. So we're going in that direction. We're going in directions of smart homes. When you walk in, all your lights turn on. When you leave, all your lights go off. We're kind of headed in a place where those things are awesome, but at the same time, they can also be our demise. And that's what I love about Black Mirror, because it examines all of that stuff. No one special, not really super popular actors that are in it. And I believe that it's one of those shows that were kind of this a little foreign, in that like a lot of the episodes, the people are speaking in accent. So I'm not sure where it's filmed, but I don't think it's an American show, if that makes any sense. What else about the show? I'm scrolling down looking at different episodes. Oh, one of my favorite episodes, and again, you don't have to watch them in order. You can totally watch them in whatever order you want to, because they don't have like a consistent narrative. Each episode is its own episode, if that makes sense. But my favorite, I have two favorites. Season 3, Episode 1, and Season 4, Episode 6. Season 4, Episode 6 was Black Museum. That one was really cool. That's the only episode, it's in Season 4, where I feel like you should watch Season 4 in its entirety, because Season 6, quote-unquote, the finale, kind of comprises everything that happened in the previous episode. So in that situation, I would watch that one in order. But anyway, this girl goes into this restaurant, I mean, not restaurant, this museum, and she sees some of these technological things that went bad. And I can't really go any further into it because I'll give it away. My other favorite, Season 3, Episode 1, Nosedive. Now, you know, with everything, we're with Tinder and all these other apps, we swipe to the left, swipe to the right if we like someone. When we're on an Uber or a Lyft ride, we have to rate with 5 stars. And, you know, with Yelp, you have stars. Like, everything now, we go on our phones, we push a button, and we rate the food, the people around us, the how cute someone is, or how ugly someone is, or how talented someone is. That's all we do now, is we kind of click. Well, this episode kind of takes that to the extreme, where we're in a society where how you're being rated by everyone around you determines where you live, determines how much money you make, determines if you how long you stay at a job. So it's an extreme version of that, and how somebody who has like 5,000 likes may have this rating, and they can, you know, shop at fancy restaurants and stay in a exclusive apartment buildings and that kind of thing, and be invited to exclusive places. But people who have like a 3 rating or below, they're like low rate individuals. So what I like about it is that it's not about race or gender or religion or sexual orientation, in that that does not matter. What matters is how people view you and how people rate you based on what you say. So then you have this kind of fake society where you're being nice just to be nice, You might not even like someone because you don't want to get a bad review from them or a bad rating. You're extra nice and fake. So it's like this, we're kind of going in this society where with Instagram and Snapchat and that kind of thing where, you know, we think people are just doing things just to get liked. And I think Nosedive is kind of an example of how far we would go to be liked in society. And in this particular episode, hell, your livelihood, your happiness, and everything depends on it. So again, it's a really deep show. It's very diverse. So, you know, a lot of different races and stuff in that particular, in this particular show. Lots of diversity, which is very important to me. Some episodes have a male lead, some have a female lead. So, you know, the demographic kind of meets everyone's demographic, but it is indeed an intellectual show. I think you can watch it and enjoy it, but I think people who really like technology, like tech nerds and things like that, I think that you all will enjoy it even more because it has this built-in commentary, this social commentary about what if we get to that point or what if society takes us in that direction and how we would navigate through society at those points. And I think it's for those kind of people to elicit that kind of conversation and that kind of thing. So that's pretty much all I have to say about it. It's on Netflix again. If you don't have a Netflix account, I don't know where you are because Netflix has a great selection. I'm not getting any money from Netflix from saying this. I'm just saying that Netflix, they're like the start of binge-worthy television. They're the ones that I believe that Netflix were the first ones to kind of dump all of the episodes out at one time. So if you missed work the next day or you ate more Cheetos than you had planned, Netflix is to blame. That's pretty much it. So again, this is Ian Caleb, binge-worthy guru, and happy binging.